Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
.648 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. You can also text us 70470-70470. Listen now to Senator Rand Paul. He has been a man on a mission. He has been exposing Fauci's crimes. By exposing Fauci's crimes, he has been exposing the crimes of Communist China and their collaborators within the establishment here in the United States. Listen now to Rand Paul. Roll cut 40, Christian.
There's been no more prominent scientist in favor of gain-of-function research than Dr. Fauci. He still hasn't backed off of that position. He believes that it's okay to take animal viruses, make them into superviruses to infect humans, even if a pandemic should occur. He says, oh, the research is worth it.
He's a sick puppy. That's what he is. Moses in Long Island. Thanks for holding, Moses, and welcome.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning, brother.
Hi, Moses.
So I got to say, hearing this, because I was out all weekend, hearing you say all this stuff, man, and all the stuff in this book, it really, really, really makes me angry. And, you know, I just want to make one point and then one solution. In this country right now, we have two different kind of politicians, bureaucrats, all of that. You're either a globalist and you don't have the cojones to step up to China because you're owned by them, or you're a patriot. And I just want everybody to understand, Trump coming out and saying this, it's like, it's putting danger to his life. It's putting danger to his family, to his name he built for decades, to the company name he built. And he has the cojones to step up. I wish he would have done it back then, but we know how the government works, and we know how these people work, and we know that the media is owned by them, okay? But if he could get back in now, in 2024, or even before that, all the stuff that's happening, he's our only hope. He's our only hope, people. If he doesn't, if something isn't done about China now, while we still have a fighting chance, just look up what's going on. In a couple of years, there's going to be no stepping up to China. They're already disrespecting us every single which way. If we don't do something now as a world, I'm afraid, because I don't even know if we can at this point ourselves, but as a world, get together and do something about China now and make them pay reparations, not only to us, but to the whole world. We're not going to have a fighting chance in a couple of years. So I just hope that people wake up to that. It made me kind of proud to hear Trump say that. That's the plan that he had. Kind of disappointed it didn't go through, but I understand how this whole system is manipulated by these globalists. But it's time to take a side. And it's not Republican and Democrat. Those aren't the sides, people. Wake up. It's globalist and patriot.
Oh, you nailed it. Moses, you absolutely nailed it. It's globalism versus patriotism. And thank you very much for that call. In fact, listen now to Trump. This was a video, wasn't the speech in the speech that he gave in North Carolina over the weekend. It was a video that he released just before he delivered his speech. Listen to him. He believes not just the failures of the Biden regime, but that now what is being exposed about communist China and that Wuhan lab and everything that was done to our country with the complicity of so many in the establishment, Democratic and Republican. Listen now to Trump's bold prediction. He's coming back. Roll cut one, Christian.
I want to thank everybody for the tremendous support you've shown. We're going to take back the Senate, take back the House. We're going to take back the White House. And sooner than you think, it's going to be really something special. But the love and the affection and the respect that you've given all of us. It's really important. The Republican Party is stronger than it's ever been, and it's going to be a lot stronger than it is right now. We're going to turn it around. We're going to turn it around fast. Thank you all very much. That support has been so incredible. Thank you.
Now, I literally played to you the whole, that was the clip. Now, from this, listen to this. From this, the media is saying, oh, he thinks he's going to be installed as president in a month. Oh, he thinks he's coming back in July. He thinks he's coming back to power right away. Listen now to the China News Network, and that's what CNN is. What we're starting to find out as well about how much China owns or funds CNN and their parent company. Listen now to the China News Network. Here's their resident clown, Jim Acosta. Roll cut 20, Christian.
If Trump really believes he will be back in the White House this August, he should get help. You are not well, sir. You need to get over this. Same goes for the GOP. It's as if much of the Republican Party is trapped in a Jimmy Buffett tune, wasting away again in Mar-a-Lagoville, looking for that next election to assault. Some people claim that there is an orange man to blame, but I know it's my own damn fault.
I mean, he actually thinks he's witty. Like, that's the sad thing about the whole thing. They're desperate for ratings. Their ratings have literally collapsed. They're under 700,000 viewers. And this is the garbage they have to peddle. Again, it's Hitler from the grave. That there's going to be this takeover of power. He's coming back in July or August. Like, what are these people smoking at CNN? No, really. It's like constantly with the boogeyman. No, Trump is going to come back. They're going to be wiped out into 2022 midterms. I think it's pretty obvious. And Trump, God willing, is going to be the president in 2024. What are you so afraid of? I just find it incredible. So, you know, and then all of the evidence of the electoral fraud and election theft, and I'm going to get to that later. And these idiots at CNN think what, they're the gatekeepers that somehow we rely on what they have to say? When the only, by the way, if you believe in Russia collusion, you need help. You need mental help. If that guy had the guts to put me on his show, which he doesn't because he knows I would intellectually eviscerate him. Okay. But if that clown had the guts, I'd say, if you believe that Trump and Putin stole the election in 2016 and that there was collusion, you need help. And that's what your network peddled for 4 freaking years. Now that everything is being exposed about this coup against the president, or, you know, against President Trump and his administration. And more than that, how China now created this virus, leaked this virus, and essentially destroyed the world and the world's economy. And you are not willing to call out communist China. You were the ones that helped peddle the lies that this was naturally transmitted. You covered up for China. You aided and abetted communist China. Now, listen to this, okay? Here. Big bombshell. They just keep coming now, one after another, after another, after another. So now, according to the British media, the U.S. federal government funded the lab in Wuhan. This was since 2013, so the last, 7, 8 years. To the tune of $123 million. Our own taxpayer money through U.S. government agencies funneled over $123 million to that very lab in Wuhan where they were doing gain-of-function research, i.e. biological weapons warfare. And $39 million of that came straight from our own Pentagon. $39 million. So we were using our money to create a super virus to kill Americans. You can't think of anything more sick or diabolical than that. And that's what they were doing behind our backs. And these clowns at CNN, I can go on the entire media. This is not the biggest scandal, that and the election theft. And they're, by the way, they're all intertwined. The coronavirus and the election theft are literally intertwined. One leads inexorably to the other. This is the greatest scandal of our entire time. This is maybe the biggest story in 100 years. Now, here's one more. Here's one more. According now to that bombshell book, okay, in the excerpt published in the New York Times by Sherry Markson, What Happened in Wuhan? Listen now to this. Our U.S. intelligence agencies were able to confirm, apparently of very high quality, that what they did not understand then, they still cannot understand now, is why it is when the virus was first breaking out in November, you were starting to get some cases. They already noticed that China was working, listen to this now, on a vaccine for the coronavirus.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on hollywoodtakeover.com/free. That's hollywoodtakeover.com/free.
That in many ways, they had already been working on the vaccine before the coronavirus had even been leaked or released from the lab. Again, let me repeat this to you. Communist China, the evidence now shows, was working on a vaccine for the so-called coronavirus before it was even leaked or released from the lab in Wuhan in November 2019. Now, this needs to be investigated. Why? Because if it turns out to be true, and it looks like it probably is true, my friends, this is it. This is what they call a fundamental game changer. Why? Because that means China waged a biological war against the United States. The evidence is overwhelming. How can they be working on a vaccine if the virus hasn't even been properly created and hasn't even been released into the public yet? What that then shows is that they were anticipating and expecting that this virus would be leaked from the lab in Wuhan, and they wanted to have the vaccine. That the whole thing was pre-planned and premeditated. They were already working on the freaking patents and the vaccines before the thing even left the lab in Wuhan. Hello, Presidential Commission. What the hell are you waiting for? Hello, Joe Biden. Hello, Anthony Blinken. Hello, the entire media. Wuhan should be crawling with Western reporters right now. Because this is the mother lode of all stories. Now, furthermore, you want to see what a weasel Fauci is. This has also now been exposed. There's no getting around this. Listen to this. Listen to this. Okay? Listen to this. This is shocking stuff. Listen to this. In January of 2020, he gets an email from his team, key members of his team, that tell him, oh no, this was genetically engineered. They tell him, this looks overwhelming. It was genetically engineered. It is impossible that this occurred naturally, or what they call evolutionary behavior, that it went from a bat to a person or another species to a person at a wet market. So he's told all of this. So what does Chicken Little do? He's got to cover this up. But he also does something else. He then takes remdesivir, which was shown to work in treating the coronavirus, and he sends to the lab in Wuhan free, multiple samples of remdesivir. He doesn't get approval from Gilead, which owns remdesivir. They're like a big pharma company. He sends it to them for free behind the back of Gilead. Within 3 days, this is January 2020, the Chi-Coms in that lab are able to reverse engineer remdesivir. We gave them the knowledge. They get the sample. They go, ooh, this is how you treat the coronavirus. Aha! They reverse engineer it, so they know how to create it themselves. They slightly change the name to Rexodir. That's what they called it. Instead of remdesivir, boom, they file for a patent. Boom. So now they start administering remdesivir under a different name to their own people in China, and they start selling it all over the world, saying, we've got an effective treatment. It's similar to remdesivir, just as effective. Yeah, Fauci gave it to them. He gave it to them. So he gave them the remdesivir. And then they patented that within 3 days. Usually, you know, to get a patent, it takes years. Documentation, research, it takes so long. They got that patent in 3 freaking days after he sent the sample. Huh? We need a presidential commission. He needs to testify under oath. And all of this needs to come out to light, because if it does, he's finished. And the country's going to ask, why were we in bed with communist China? Why did we allow this virus to come into our country? It was to destroy our economy and bring down the president of the United States. And how many people died? We don't care. And this is the ultimate point. This was a biological war. It was launched in China. It was launched against us and the West, and we had people in our own country, from the media to big tech to Fauci to the Democrats, who aided and abetted communist China every step of the way, i.e. World War III. And traitors sided with our enemy. In earlier days, it would be the firing squad. Today, I want them behind bars. 617-266-6868 is the number. Paul in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, Paul, and welcome.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
The question I called about was China's done this, obviously, now. What's maybe a remedy? What I suggest is this. China didn't ask permission to sick the world with this. So, in like-mannered mentality, it seems that most of the World Wide Web activity is on the dark side, over 90% of it, perhaps. And, of course, the CIA, what do they know about that? I bet they know enough to pull the plug on the National Bank of China and put some money into a global pandemic relief fund. And everybody has access to, except one nation. You guess it, China. That's my response to that question.
Interesting. Paul, do you think it's time for us to put on crippling sanctions on China?
Oh, that's way overdue. Yeah.
I agree. Paul, thank you very much for that call. Let's go to Mel in New York. Thanks for holding, Mel, and welcome.
Yes, good morning, Jeff. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Mel.
I have to ask a question. Is it just me? Or am I crazy? Seems very coincidental that this virus was released shortly after Xi Jinping was forced by President Trump to sign a tariff agreement.
Yes.
If that be the case, that's an act of war. And for what we should do for those American corporations that are over there in China manufacturing whatever goods that they make there cheaply and sell over here to us Americans, they should be forced to get out of China, you leave China right now, or you give up your citizenship and you're not ever allowed back into this country ever again, either you nor your product. This has caused great harm to the economy, to American lives, to our way of life, our society. I mean, this is beyond the pale. I mean, this is definitely something that, and Fauci, as far as that goes, you know, like this guy, he's got to be prosecuted. He's got to be brought in. He's a traitor. And those around him, connected to him, they've all got to be brought and put on the carpet here. This is ridiculous.
Amen. Mel, thank you very much for that call. No, instead, it's the opposite. Listen now to this. All of this evidence coming out about Chicken Little, okay, about Fauci. Biden was asked, are you going to get rid of Chicken Little? Roll cut 23, Christian.
Yes, I'm quite confident, Dr. Fauci.
He's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. So then Peter Ducey at Fox asks Minister of Propaganda Jen Psaki about what's going to happen. Would Biden ever, under any circumstances, fire Chicken Little? Because, you know, they're saying this is looking very bad now for Chicken Little. I mean, he's, forget neck deep, he's eyeball deep now in all of this. Listen now to the regime's response. Roll cut 51A, Christian.
Just since you mentioned Dr. Fauci again, can you imagine any circumstance where President Biden would ever fire him?
No.
There you go. There you go. No, absolutely not. So, and just to show you, there was even a warm-up to this, the precursor to this. Check cut 51, Christian.
Does President Biden have a position on gain-of-function research?
Well, we have not, as Dr. Fauci has actually said repeatedly, we've never approved any funding for gain-of-function research in Wuhan. I know that's, I think, why you're asking the question. I believe some may have been approved, or there was funding approved during the prior administration. There's a framework, I should say. This is not meant to be a criticism of funding and how it's approved through different NIH programs, but I would send you to them to give more of an explanation of the funding mechanisms.
And just since you mentioned Dr. Fauci again, can you imagine any circumstance where President Biden would ever fire him?
No.
So he was involved of gain-of-function research. Oh, yeah. He was funding a lab in Wuhan. Oh, yeah. Super viruses were created there. Yeah. Biowarfare. Yeah. Is Fauci ever going to be fired? No, absolutely not. Never. You know why? Because if they fire him, he's the first domino. And then he's going to spill the beans. Because I'll tell you this about Chicken Little. He's Mr. Egomaniac.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, the guy's got an ego bigger than the planet. That, okay, so his ego is so big, there's not enough room for the entire world to fill his ego up. So he's going to say, you think I'm taking the fall for this? Absolutely not. I'm going to take them all down. And that's why now they can't cut him loose. And that's why Rand Paul's 1,000% correct. We have the entire Biden regime by the tonsils. Just keep squeezing. Tom in Westwood. Thanks for holding, Tom, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. Real quick, I know someone that works at Terminal E who personally told me that in November and December of 2019, PPE was flying out by the plane load to mainland China. And so that just ties in with your subject this morning perfectly. Thanks, Jeff. I'll listen to your response.
Thank you, Tom. No, I think there's no question about it. People were flying in from China, mainland China, into the United States, into Europe. They were seeding the entire world with the coronavirus. That was a deliberate strategy on the part of Xi Jinping. There's no doubt about it. That's why, you know, I had a conversation with Grace last night, and she said, well, do you think it was deliberate or not? Was it deliberately leaked? I go, to be honest, it's almost irrelevant. Once it came out of the lab, they weaponized it. Once they came out of the lab, Xi Jinping said, hey, send it to the entire world, and we'll bring them all to their knees. More with your calls next.
In early December, if not sooner, China was aware of human-to-human transmission, but didn't tell the world about it until January 21st. Meanwhile, they went from being a net exporter of PPE to a net importer of PPE, cut off flights to mainland China from Wuhan, but not the rest of the world. And so the world deserves answers, and that's why we filed the lawsuit and why we are, you know, certainly committed to pressing forward.
719 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. That is Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt. They're filing, obviously, a lawsuit against China, talking about what happened with PEEP and 17 other states, almost 20 states. Why not all 50 states? Why not the federal government? Why not the Biden administration? Is beyond me, but let that go. Here is now the key point that they're all making. China was the biggest exporter of personal protective equipment. Then when the virus hit, they became the biggest importer. And then they became the biggest exporter again. That's right, before we even knew about the virus. So what they were doing is they had been exporting, then they began to import. They used it to take care of their own people, but now they bought up all the world's PPE. So they cornered the market. So that's why they sold over 200 billion masks, as an example. They sold everything to us, to the world, to the West, to Europe, regarding PPE. So economically, they deliberately took advantage of what happened with the coronavirus. Again, they need to pay. Now, ultimately, China is now seeking world global hegemony. They want to be the number one premier superpower. They want to impose their will upon us, upon Europe, upon Asia, and upon the West, and upon the world. And so it is now time for us to start becoming much more flexible in how we think about the world. We need to start to develop a strategy to contain and stop China before it is too late. They're a nation of 1.4 billion people with a barbaric, ruthless, but cunning and clever elite. And that elite is bent on regional domination and eventually global supremacy. So you can text us 70470, or you can call us 617-266-6868 is the number. This is from 617, and this is a very interesting point. We need to make, Jeff, we need to make a secret deal with Putin so we have some muscle to stop China in its tracks. This goes beyond politics and patriotism. This is about world domination. I know it sounds strange, but it seems Russia and the United States may be able to form a non-adversarial coalition to stop the communist Chinese. They will not stop at the United States. They will come after Russia too. The virus has proven that. Bingo. Bingo. We allied with Russia to defeat Hitler's Germany. We now may need to ally with Russia, this time to defeat communist China. Agree, disagree, 617-266-6868. Let's go to Rob in Hingham. Thanks for holding, Rob, and welcome. Did we lose Rob? Okay, let's go to Ed in Lynn.
Morning, Jeff.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
I'm doing good, and I hope your family's doing good, too.
Thank you.
Question on the vaccine. You brought up a vaccine that they had already had a vaccine over there.
Yes.
Back in February or March, they had stopped Chinese people coming in through Detroit with vials of stuff. And in Detroit area, that's where Pfizer is. So who's been in bed with the Chinese?
Well, that's a very good point. You know, and they, I bet they've been stealing stuff from Pfizer, or Pfizer's given it to them, whatever. And also, you look at what they did with Remdesivir, how Fauci gave it to them, free samples. And they reversed engineered it, and now they created their own form of Remdesivir.
Right. And all to make money.
It's just, it's unbelievable. And never once did we put America or Americans first, the
right.
whole time.
And then you're saying the FBI and all that stuff. Do you remember when the Clintons were in the office of the White House? There was 25 FBI records that were missing. Once they left, they found the records in the White House. So who's had their people in the higher echelons in their power? Right along, it's back before the Clintons.
It's been going on for 30 years. No question about it. Ed, thank you very much for that call. No, China had a strategy in the late 80s, early 90s, when the Soviet Union collapsed, and they said, we are going to execute, it was a 50-year plan. We will become the world's dominant military, economic, geopolitical power. Where Soviet Russia failed, we will succeed. We will win the Cold War. And they've been executing it to a T. Do you remember under the Clintons how they were giving illegal campaign contributions to both Bill Clinton and Al Gore? Remember Gore was going in these Buddhist temples and taking Chinese communist cash, and in exchange we transferred our nuclear technology, our military technology, our most sensitive military secrets to communist China? So they have been doing this now for 30 years. And now look at them. They're on the brink. Rob in Quincy. Thanks for holding, Rob, and welcome.
Jeff, Jeff, Jeff. Always want to start the movie at the beginning. Want to thank Mr. Whiskey Walsh, Secretary of Forced Labor, and Charlie Parker for 17,911 deaths in Massachusetts. On January 28th, Dr. Fauci didn't tell the president that hydroxychloroquine was a good way to do things. Now, what the Chinese are brilliant. They did a worldwide spread to cover up the fact that they were going after the United States by itself. Now, the funny thing is, in February 26 and 7, Biogen, they were the super spreader. They spread the virus to 29 states, 3 countries, Australia, Slovakia, and Sweden. And it's funny, you don't remember who's at this conference, MIT, Harvard, all of it. The CCP and the PLA, which is the People's Liberation Army, are the people that are controlling those labs. They're on the on the offense there, too, where they set the three-four labs, which is...
Well, you know, Rob, that's a very good point. That Biogen conference, whoa, that was a super spreader. Were the communist Chinese behind that as well? I'd like to know. We need to know. .731 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, you can text us 70470. Just write WRKO in front of your text message because we share this text line with other stations. Or, as always, you can email me. This is from Joel. Jeff, here is the dilemma. The United States defeated Soviet Russia by bankrupting them in an arms race. Would this work against another totalitarian nation? No, because among other reasons, China owns so much of our debt in treasuries that if they were to unload them on the open market, interest rates would shoot to the moon. The entire world economy would collapse. Just food for thought. Bingo. We have slowly become an economic dependent upon China, an economic vassal of China. And just to give you an example, forget the trade deficits, forget how much they own our debt. And by the way, there's so much more debt we're piling on. China's going to keep owning and owning more of us and more of our debt. Just something is this, okay? Today, January 7th, is the last day of school for my two kids. That we've been homeschooling them during the pandemic. They're going to go back to, you know, they're going to start, not, they're not going to be homeschooled anymore in September. They're going back to Catholic school. So today for their homeschooling instructor is the last day. That instructor has two beautiful little daughters who she brought. And as she was homeschooling my kids, she was homeschooling her kids. So Ashton and Ava want to get those two girls a gift. Long story short, on Saturday, we go to Target, because that's the only place, apparently, where you can get kids a gift these days. So Ava picks out a beautiful stuffed animal, a stuffy. Ashton, I forget, gets something else for the other girl. Then on our way out, because I'm constantly telling the kids, no. Daddy, can we have junk food? No. Daddy, can we have chips? No. Daddy, can we watch more TV? No. I'm always saying no. They keep asking for stuff. I keep saying no, 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 no. So they actually found a button which says no on it. You press it and it goes no. No, 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 no. No. Daddy, 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 you got to get this. Daddy, daddy, daddy. Okay. So yeah, it's funny. It's a bit of a joke. So I get the no button. I go, I pay, everything's fine. I come home and then we start pulling out the gifts because we're going to wrap it, you know, for the kids on Monday today. Guess what? Stuffy, the stuffed animal, made in China. The other gift, made in China. The no button. All it does is a little microchip and it just says no in 10 different ways. No, 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 no. Made in China. So then I just start looking around the house. The lamp in my room, made in China. I'm like, my kids' toys, made in China. The flat screen television, made in China. Most of my home, everything in it is made in China. So I'm looking around and I'm saying, you mean we can't make stuffed animals in the United States of America? Like, well, that's beyond our capability now. We can't make a no button where it says no, 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 no. We can't make plastic toys, cheap plastic toys. We can't make that in the United States of America. Now, I know we don't run sweatshops and I know we don't have slave labor camps. So it'll cost a little bit more, but that's okay. I'd rather pay a little bit more for stuffed animals or for my underwear or for my lamps or whatever it may be, but at least I'm not funding our destruction and our death and our defeat. At least I'm not enabling a military and economic monster that wants to devour us. So when you now know that China waged a biological war against us and the West to defeat us, in the process murdering millions of people, and you know that their system is based on slavery and slave labor camps and gulags, and that they want to steal our wealth, our jobs, and become the economic superpower of the world, does it not make all the sense in the world to impose massive, crippling sanctions on China? In other words, stop feeding the beast. Listen now to President Trump, because that was one of the center pillars, the central pillars, the centerpieces of his speech to North Carolina Republicans on Saturday, saying China must not only pay reparations to the tune of trillions of dollars, but you know what? We've got to impose 100% tariffs on China, or else we're finished. This is an economic struggle. China has waged war on us. It's time we wage economic war on them. Roll cut three, Christian.
The United States should immediately take steps to phase in a firm 100% tariff on all goods made in China. You saw what was happening with our tariffs. In fact, you know, the Democrats were fighting the tariffs. Oh, we don't. Well, he hasn't taken those tariffs off. He doesn't want to. Billions and billions of dollars, 25% tariffs on China. Billions and billions of dollars is pouring in.
Forget 25%. Trump raised it to 25%. I agree with him. It should be 100%. You make it so expensive, you forget their lamps, forget their plastic toys, forget their flat screen televisions, their stuffed animals, whatever, everything they make is going to be too expensive. Nobody will buy them. And that means the jobs stay here and they don't flow to China. Listen to him say also, if we stop outsourcing all of our wealth, you know what else happens? Roll cut 3A, Christian.
And frankly, if you raise them, a lot of things would happen to China. I think they'd stop building their military. I think a lot of companies would move back to the United States. And I'm not only talking about China, I'm talking about others. Because you know what China does is they'll sell through other countries. They're very ingenious, they're very smart. Had a great relationship with President Xi until the China virus came in. Then it was real tough.
So he's completely right. That would at least blunt or curb their military buildup, starve them a lot of the money that they've been using to build up their military into a global superpower. And what do you think would else happen? Jobs would come back to the United States, and the money we get from all the tariffs, we can invest in infrastructure and invest in our own country. In other words, put America first. Roll cut 3B, Christian.
The first time in a long time I've even mentioned the trade deal, and it's really been very beneficial, but it's so tiny compared to the devastation that's been caused. And we should reinvest 100% of all of that money that we collect from tariffs to help bring back jobs and factories from China and other places back to America and back to the great state of North Carolina where they belong.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about. America first. So let me ask you, let me throw another log on the fire. Is it time to impose massive crippling sanctions and massive crippling tariffs on China? A 100% tariff. 617-266-6868 is the number. Karen in Westford. Thanks for holding, Karen, and welcome.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you. Hi. I'm just wondering, you keep talking about China as the real enemy. How do you know that Fauci and our own government were in cahoots together to start this virus and possibly hurt our elderly population, because they haven't been talking about Social Security since it happened. And it would make sense why Cuomo was putting patients in nursing homes. And a lot of it would then make sense why it's a big cover-up and why nobody's talking.
In other words, kill off the elderly to take away the strain on Social Security.
Exactly.
And also begin to depopulate the United States slowly, weaken us from within.
Well, it would weaken up the whole world. I mean, it wasn't just the United States.
No, the war would be
on the whole world.
Yeah, I mean, and really it was the West. Although India now is really facing, that's another big enemy of China. And they're feeling it now as well. They're taking it on the chin. No, I think, Karen, we have to now stare at the very real possibility. Very real, that this was a biological war.
Right.
That they unleashed this on purpose to bring us to our knees, to destroy us, and that Fauci and others were in bed with the communist Chinese.
Exactly. And Biden was over there all the time as well.
That Biden, of course, he's almost a paid agent of China. He's swimming in Chinese money. They say jump, he says how high. So we have to ask ourselves, do we now have an American establishment, political establishment, medical establishment, media establishment that is now openly in bed with the mortal enemy of the United States? I think that question now needs to be on the table. You know what my answer is? Yes. What say you? Your calls next.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.